Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 29th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. Welcoming into the studio, our good friend, UW Extension's Olga Menza is with us. Olga, it's good to see you.
Same here. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Feels like it's been a while. It's great to have you in studio and to be able to talk. Yes. We appreciate so much our friends at Extension and all the good work that you guys are doing in our communities. And if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of rewind a little bit to kick things off. It's been a little while. You recently completed some programs that we wanted to highlight. Can we start there?
Yeah, definitely. So I completed the Tools to Thrive programming at the Marshfield High School. So usually it's like an 8-week session. So I did that through the winter, from January to May. And since kids were like off break in March, we kind of gave them a couple weeks off there. So that's why it took like, you know, longer to complete it. And I actually had five of my students who are seniors. Four of them graduated last weekend.
Oh, congrats to them.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Four out of five. Yeah. And there was one student in particular that he was like so close to like giving up already at the end of the year. He's like, you know, he needed money and stuff financially, so he needed to help his family and couldn't finish it, and he thought he needed like another year to finish. So I helped him, like, you know, look at his credits and how we can help him finish on time and that way he didn't have to, you know, repeat a whole another semester. And so once we got it all figured out, and I was so happy to see him graduate.
Congrats to you, too.
Thank you.
That feels good for you, I imagine,
it sure
too. I can hear it.
Yes.
And yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you, don't mean to bog down too much in it, but as far as the program goes, what kind of things were you working with the kids about?
Yeah. So the Tools to Thrive program, usually we talk about like college career readiness. Since these are high schoolers, we want to you know, help them to thrive through high school and graduate. And then if they have, you know, motivation to going to college, a technical college or university, how I can, you know, be there to give them those resources and tools to make sure that, you know, maybe this is like their first generation of attending university. So how to break those cycles and, you know, give them that support. But also because there is a language barrier and these students, are having a hard time like with the school system itself because it's different than, you know, the original country. So then I also focus on that too as well. So like we talk about like, you know, the school system, how it works here and the credits that are needed to graduate and why it's important to always make sure that if you're a freshman, let's make sure you have all those credits that you need during that year. And so hopefully by senior year, you have, you know, least credits that need to graduate.
It's so great to that these individuals have some assistance, some help through this process. And this is something, part of the reason that makes me feel good about this and everything is the fact that we have this now. We didn't always have things like this. And by that, I don't just mean like in the last 5, 10, 15 years. And for certain students that I think a lot of people are imagining in their head or whatever, I'm talking about your grandparents, everybody. I'm talking about my grandparents, my dad's side, my Italian side of my family when they first came here didn't speak very good English. We had a very difficult time in school, and most of the kids would drop out of school because it was just, well, I'm not going to accomplish anything here. I'm just going to go get a job in the factory or something like that. This has been a part of our country for a very, very long time. There didn't used to be programs for the my grandparents or your grandparents out there or something like that. It's really revolutionary because, granted, I know that some people, you know, this can be opinionated sometimes, which I don't understand, but well, okay. But yeah, I bet one thing that we all care, you know, your taxes, the economy, these kind of things. Well, just look at Olga's situation. Like, this is something that's going around the whole country.
And
there's great programs going around the whole country helping with this. But just looking at our area and zooming in right here, and you mentioned 4 out of 5 there. It's four individuals that go on to go to school, that get good jobs, that put into the community, whether it's with volunteering or their tax dollars or anything like that. Like, that's what America is built on. That is literally the foundation of our country, is those kind of things happening, that process, and you helped with that. That's a big part of that.
Yeah, I think I can, like, relate to the students because I'm also first-generation immigrant, a daughter of immigrant parents. So my parents also have a language barrier, and we didn't have those, you know, that support, how you mentioned. So as soon as I, you know, got hired for the job, I knew exactly, like, you know, how to help them, how to assist them, how to support them, because those are the things that, you know, we're going through as well.
You can relate on a level that not many can, and that reaches, especially young people, so much better and so much easier, where it's not just somebody reading something from a manual, nothing against that, and not to say that you have to have that to be good at the job or anything, but boy, does it go an extra length when you really can, you know what you're talking about, basically.
Yeah, definitely. And I know the school focuses a lot on mental health as well. So they want us to bring topics about mental health. And so I did, you know, did a lot of the behavioral health. So, you know, how to like work with your emotions and in a positive way and anger management and stuff like that. So that was also really important. And to see that now not most of the kids have like a mental health issue. It's more of like frustration because of the lack of language, the barriers that they have, and you know, not understanding, like, you know, in classroom, and they're just put in with the other rest of the kids, and they're by themselves trying to figure out. So I did find out as well that in Marshfield School District, they have only one ESL teacher covering like the high school and the middle school. And so that could be really tough for her as well. And so when I come in and I provide the Tools to Thrive support, we can see like the difference in the students' behavior as well. They get like really excited because they can speak their language. And I always try to adapt the curriculum with something that is, you know, culturally appropriate. And, you know, sometimes we add music, we make it fun.
So. It, which is, again, helps the information stick when it's brought to presented that way, and people are able to take it in that way.
Yeah,
that's really cool. And you're not done, because Olga, I noticed that you're also, you've been in touch recently with Rams, with just a couple of blocks from us over here here in Rapids. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. We are having conversations about either starting summer programming if there's enough time. Otherwise, definitely in the fall we can start preparing to work with the middle schoolers in the fall. So that's pretty exciting because I've been trying to get into the middle schools. Currently, I've been working with the high schoolers, but it's also important to work with the middle schoolers because the Tools to Thrive also brings support for those middle schools students who are transitioning from middle school to high school and how to better prepare them.
And it feels like the younger you can work with kids, the better it is. It's so much easier to help them at a younger age.
Definitely.
And it really is kind of, I don't know if I'm going to word this right, better for them too. It's not to say that it's not worth it still in high school and everything, but boy, the younger you can, the more adaptable they be.
Oh, yes.
And at that age, especially where, you know, again, brains are sponges and stuff and take in and receive information so much easier.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's great to hear. That's exciting to hear too. Please keep us up to date on that and everything. We love our local schools around here. We got a big shout out to Rams whenever we can. And that's a really nice combination. I like that. That's good to hear. And additionally, you're also working with the Ho-Chunk Youth Center.
Yes, in Nakusa.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We will be doing summer programming together. And the great thing about it, they already have youth that participate in their program, so it'll make it easy for me to don't have to do too much promotion.
Not a lot of recruiting there.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like the support educator and bring in materials and tools, you know, that they are needed. So that's really great, and I'm excited to also work with that population.
And another one that I look forward to the next time you join us and hearing how these are going and some of that. I'm very excited for the kids in that area. I touched on this a little bit before, as far as, you know, when you can work with the younger you can work with a lot of these kids, the better off for them and the better it can be. And to that point, you're planning 4-H Spanish workshops for elementary age students too. You touched on this a little bit already.
So for this summer as well, we believe it's important to also touch on the younger students, and that's the only time that I get to work with them in the summers, because the fall semesters I'm usually with the high schoolers or middle schoolers. Same for the winter, and so I don't really have time in my schedule. I only work part-time, only 20 hours. So summers is when we get to like literally connect with that age group, and I think we also have a better chance to work with them because usually the high schoolers are on about trying to get, you know, jobs or leaving for college. So it's easier to promote to the elementary age school kiddos.
And to that point as well, I want to encourage people to reach out to Olga. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the information on how you can do that a little bit later. When it comes to some of these programs, or just even ideas you might have for mm-hmm. programs. And to that point, you've partnered with our good friends over in McMillan Library mm-hmm. To lead a 4-H art event.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's going to be the end of this, or in June, the 24th.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like a 4-hour program from 9 to 12. Originally, they had just put something with art and crafts. And I'm really artistic and creative, and I love making those Mexican paper tissue flowers and how we can use that to decorate like wreaths, and kids can take it home and use it for something. And they can even like for 4th of July is coming up, so we can use those colors to make that theme.
Olga's nice enough to send over an outline for us in the mornings here and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at it this morning, and I had a nostalgic deja vu moment when I read that, because one of my best friends growing up, him and his mom used to make those, mm-hmm. and bring me and my sister over, and we make them.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was so much fun. They're so cool. You write about the colors part. I really like that.
Yeah, and they're not that hard to make, actually. They're more fun than hard.
It was part of the reason I liked it. I'm an artist that is not good at art, and I am not good at making things. Those I can make. Those that I can do and everything. It's fun, too. And a great project, a good combination with McMillan. And not only the great space and vibe and energy they have over there, but that is our meeting spots. It's such a good place to hold and have these kind of events.
Definitely.
And on top of all of this, Olga, you were not done. You've also got some other things that you're going to be doing this summer.
Yes. Also trying to work on the Juntos programming. So the Juntos programming is more for like the adults, the parents of the students. Mm-hmm. So it could be either middle schoolers or high schoolers that usually we provide information about like the school system, how it works, how it functions, and then also explaining to the parents like what the kids are going through in school. So like to provide more support for them, understanding, because sometimes like in the Hispanic Latino culture, there's always that parents that are more stricter, and when you get home from school, they want you to like pitch in on, mm-hmm. you know, house chores or stuff like that, and mm-hmm. You know, pick up some household duties, and that's all great. But then also just letting them know that the education piece is very important, and how can we support the students and their children to make sure that, you know, they fully complete their assignments and stuff before, you know, taking over like household chores. And it's also great information that we bring to the parents, like resources for like FAFSA, financial aid information, assistance that, you know, once their kiddos, like the seniors, I had one hosted this year in January. And it was really great, because a lot of those families don't think that their children can go to college because they don't have the money financially, but there is other assistance that they can apply for and scholarships that they were not aware of. And sometimes it's because it's not in the, you know, in other languages but English. So that's where I come in, and I do a lot of the translation, and I connect with the college education to make sure that we host this. And we're actually going to host the next one in Spanish. So they're going to bring me like all the flyers, everything in English and Spanish. So
awesome.
Be much easier transitioning.
I imagine.
When we do that one.
Well, and just to be blunt, any chance do you get for a breather or anything? That's amazing. I hope the audience caught this earlier, that you are part time and all of this that you're doing and all of this. And I feel like we've only scratched the surface of some of the things you have done too. Just a big appreciation from the community on the work you're doing there.
It is
a gray area that shouldn't be a gray area, but it is. And
definitely.
It doesn't get the attention it deserves. And I only appreciate you taking the time with us to talk about this stuff, but what you're doing clearly out there and everything. And we want to keep her busy, everybody. We want Olga to be busy. We want, if you are especially during the summer months here, you can speak to this much better than I can, Olga. But it seems like now would be a great time to be able to plan things for the fall if you're a school, or you want to bring Olga into your class or something along those lines. You can really plan it out a little bit now if you're starting to do that, having those conversations now.
Right. Yeah. That's that's what we're working right now with timelines. So I've only been with UW Extension for about 7 months.
That's crazy. You've accomplished a lot in that time.
Yeah, and
appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. And just like last month, I did the an event with, I partnered with UW Stevens Point and Midstay in Marshfield. And they did a career expo day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and an event. So I reached out and I said, how can I participate? I would like to put a booth and information, both English and Spanish, mm-hmm. because this was specifically for the high schoolers.
Okay.
So the high schoolers came to do a tour, and then they were going
around. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was my first time doing it. Mm. I thought it was amazing, and there was very little Hispanic and Latino students, but those little bit that I was able to touch, you know, and connect with, were super like amazed. Like, oh, like I would like to do your job one day, and I'm like, yeah, you definitely can.
That's
like the opportunities, you know, are endless, and we're always looking for bilingual staff. It's really hard.
It's got to feel pretty rewarding to hear something like that.
Yes,
that's cool. That's really, really cool. And some great work that you're doing, and a great conversation as always, Olga. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, they would like to reach out to you about some of the things we talked about today, how can they do that?
Yeah, so I can share the phone number. It is 715-315-9942. And then you can also find us on the Wood Extension wisc.edu. That's the our website.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to find that, everybody. If you ever need this information again, reach out to us. We'll go ahead and make sure that you can get in touch with Olga and our friends at UW Extension. Please say hi to everybody over there for us. And thanks again for the time, Olga.
I definitely will. Thank you, James. Have a good day.
You too. And thank you, everybody, for joining us here at WFHR's Rapids Report.